Right, let's get over now to our next guest, John Mayer. He's Chief Investment Officer at Global X ETFs. And John, we had those consumer prices out of the US recently. Peak inflation, are we there yet?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. The numbers were a little bit better than expected, but you have to kind of put it into perspective. Inflation is at a 40-year high, and the Fed is in its most aggressive tightening cycle since the mid-90s. And I think the markets want to believe that the Fed will stop hiking once they believe that the Fed has demand under control. And with inflation ticking down, the market certainly has taken that as a positive tone. But there's still a lot of things of concern that I think may keep inflation at higher levels going forward. So the markets may have gotten a little ahead of themselves, I think.
John, do you think it's fair to say that the Fed strategy of front-loading may be coming clear in terms of its effectiveness? I mean, the supersized rate hikes up front, that they begin to kind of moderate them. Maybe we're looking at 50 basis points in September and, you know, maybe 50 basis points again at the following meeting, so that the magnitude of these increases becomes a little reduced.
I mean, I think that's possible. And this Fed has in its DNA, they're more dovish. But they have to, and what they can control is demand by raising interest rates. But there's a lot of other things to consider. There's wage inflation, the labor market is still very tight. And there's been a lot of underinvestment in areas like infrastructure and alternate sources of energy. So these are all potentially inflationary because we're going to have to spend on some of these areas. So I do think that I'm not sure if it's 50 or 75. The Fed can control demand to a certain extent, but there's other things that they can't control. So I think that's what we're going to have to contend with.
Yeah, you mentioned wage inflation and, you know, maybe inflation has peaked, but prices are still going up. With that in mind, consumers might be enjoying higher wages, but they're still going to have to pay higher prices. How resilient does consumption look to you at the moment?
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see some of the big retailers report this week in terms of, you know, how healthy is the consumer. So as you pointed out, I mean, July headline CPI rose 8.5% year over year, but it was flat compared month over month. So it's still very high. And in terms of real wages, they're declining. So the consumer is spending more on gas. They're spending more on food. And I don't think that's likely going to change in the near term. So I think that's of concern. And you're seeing credit card balances increase at higher interest rates. So that will further exacerbate the ability of the consumer to spend going forward. But, you know, that's not to say that there's certain areas that I think make a lot of sense in this current environment. Ag tech, food innovation are particularly areas that are well positioned to gain from kind of some of the growing risk of global food insecurity right now. So mm-hmm. I think there are, as well as commodities, there's others.
So as you know, John, we had a rally in the equity market Friday. Consumer discretionary led to the upside. It seemed like the catalyst here was the Consumer Expectations Index reading from the University of Michigan. So everything that we're saying about maybe the consumer being on shaky ground, the University of Michigan number really doesn't support that.
Well, I think the consumer is, you know, we're coming off 2 years of a pandemic that they're looking to spend on things they haven't spent in a long time. And so I think you have, if you take that out of the equation and you look more towards the beginning of 2023, that picture may change some. That's not to say that there's certain areas that still make a lot of sense in terms of investment. But you know, you have to remember that unemployment is so low right now. Those are things to consider.
John, very quickly, where do you put money to work in this environment? What do you like?
Well, as mentioned, I think particularly in light of the Inflation Reduction Act that passed on Friday and that will be signed into law by Biden, there's areas that this will be a tremendous amount of spending in the climate and energy area. So commodities certainly make a lot of sense. Certainly commodities that geared towards clean energy. Lithium, I think, is a commodity that makes a lot of sense because of it supports electric batteries. Solar panels and turbines and more are areas that I think are going to benefit from the spending that's going on with the IRA bill. that's going to be signed into law very soon.
Yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act. John, good stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. John Mayer is the Chief Investment Officer at Global X ETFs.